Welcome everybody to another edition of NFL Hard Hit. I'm your host Eric. My two co-hosts tonight are Randolph and Stevie. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Before we get started, I'll plug the show. Listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio slash Everything on Scripts Podcast. This Friday we'll be doing the top 20 greatest records of all time. We'll have some special guests on. Bossman from the Thirsty Dudes will be on. Of course, Daniel and Doug and Stevie will be on. And then we'll have Bob Cook on, Rob Price, if his phone is working. Joel Thornton and Mike Gordon. So that should be a fun show. Am I missing somebody? Mark Gordon, Joel Dotson, Rod Price, and Bob Cook will all be on. Plus, that should be a fun show. Check us out. And not this Saturday, but next Saturday we'll be back for the unscripted, unlimited show. We're doing the Big Brother House Guest Tier List. And then next Sunday, there's no shows this weekend besides Friday, so we'll be back next weekend for a full slate of shows. And listen to Bossman and Smart, and I've been on every Wednesday for the last couple of weeks. This tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Mr.com/Thirsty Dudes, and then Hollywood Hangouts every Saturday with Bossman and whatever guest comes on. That can be found on Mr.com/Hollywood Hangout. So, what a week it was, guys. What were your thoughts on playing last start with you?
The week went as close as perfect as possible for mailing a lot of my picks.
Yeah.
The Eagles game was no surprise there.
Nope.
Cowboys washing the Patriots blow. That game made me kind of upset. The Cowboys, especially going watching Nelson Aguilar be Nelson Aguilar again. He's back to being Nelson Aguilar again. Made me sick to my stomach. Two Eagles blow that game.
Are you surprised? I mean, I'm not that surprised that they blew it, but are you surprised, Stevie?
Actually, no, not really. I wasn't surprised at all.
I mean,
the Cowboys
won me my parlay, so.
Well,
I was happy about that.
It was a close win. They barely beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
Their first win over Belichick. So.
Was that the first win over Belichick? For Mike McCarthy?
No, for the Cowboys in general.
Oh.
The Cowboys never beaten Bill Belichick before until this week.
So they haven't beaten Tom Brady at all before?
Nope.
Are the Cowboys the only one in the division to never beat Tom Brady?
Something like that, yeah.
Because obviously we beat them. Washington beat them, I think. And the Giants obviously beat them twice.
Right.
So
three times.
What game, Stevie, what were your thoughts on the week before we get into some of the games?
Actually, it was an interesting week, I would say. The Cowboys game probably was one of the better games to watch. So, yeah. Even, the Cowboys even, like, contained the Patriots. So, but, yeah, I thought the week was really good.
Yeah, it was one of the better weeks. I mean, most of the favorites, all the favorites won in the 1 o'clock slot. Was there any favorite underdogs that won? Oh, the Raiders did.
Not really.
The Raiders
were the only
underdogs that won.
Yeah, the Raiders. I think the Raiders are one of the underdogs, but that was about it.
Yeah, that was it. Well, you guys want to start out with the Buccaneers and Eagles team?
Yeah, let's start off that. Yo, this is one call in that game that I want to get to right away.
Okay.
And we're gonna go towards the end of the game. We're gonna go towards the end of the game because it's really heating me up. What's up with that so-called personal foul call that ended the game? Explain that to me. Because I never understood trash-talking someone, not flexing. This trash-talking someone will cause a 15-yard penalty, and you've been trash-talking the whole game.
I mean, the NFL has gotten soft. I mean, you see in the Cowboys game, well, no, when you saw Aaron Rodgers taunt the crowd and they didn't get a penalty. What else? There was another Cowboys guy in the face of New England and they didn't get a penalty. So it seems like the referees pick and choose who they favor in terms of these penalties. But
the referees
that game was,
get nothing.
First half was pretty ugly from the offense point of view. The Eagles were lucky to stay in that game. Two PI calls basically gave them 14 points. And then fourth down call that I don't know why Buccaneers fourth down.
And
gave them midfield.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the game, Stevie?
The referees, they can't get nothing right. I mean, they're missing some of the bad calls on the football field. I mean, I have no idea if they're following the rules or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't think they as I said, they pick and choose. But that game was closer than the score indicated. 28-22 doesn't tell the story. Jalen Hurts until the fourth quarter played piss poor. I thought they couldn't move the ball past the midfield. What were your thoughts on Jalen Hurts' his performance?
No,
the play calling.
What's the scope of the play going? I can't really blame this game on, like, Jalen Hurts. I think it's the fact is that you have a head coach that don't know how to call play. I mean, throughout the whole first half, you hand the ball off to Miles Sanders one time. One time. This is not college football. You don't go run. You don't go all these RPOs. It's nothing new no more. People already studied. You got 2 years off of RPOs now. Teams are running it, and they perfected running better than anybody else.
And
running the ball. And then we'll go up to that second to last drive before the very last drive when they scored their last touchdown. They ran the ball with ease against the Tampa Bay. What was that throughout the whole game?
It was funny when the crowd started cheering out every time they got a rushing attempt. What do you think, Stevie? Why the Eagles don't run the ball?
You know, I think the Eagles got to start running the ball better. That's the thing. I mean, their running game has been, like, horrible.
I mean, it can't be horrible when you don't run the ball. So, can it?
Yeah.
Any more thoughts on those game, on that game, guys?
No, not really.
What game did you want to talk about, Stevie? Jags game?
Let's talk about... you want to talk about the Bills game?
Okay. You want to go that... You want to go that one for next?
I got one criticism about that game. It was towards the end of the game, that play call, that decision to go for it. What I would have done, I would have kicked the field goal and gone for the tie. But I have no idea why they went for a quarterback sneak when they could just, like, throw the ball. You know what I mean? That's the only criticism I have.
I think I liked the play call. I thought it was bold. They didn't want to play for overtime. They want to get the win and go home. I mean,
right.
Josh Allen almost nearly got it. So, but
no,
if they missed it, did they have him? I forgot if they had a timeout. Did they have a timeout? Missed the end zone.
No, you didn't have any more timeouts. You have no timeouts left.
Damn if you don't.
Down by 3 points, and you play for overtime. This when I see coaches do like that, it makes me wonder: is the NFL really the NFL like, or is it really rigged to the point that they realize they went to overtime last night, so you want to play these sponsors don't want to play overtime, so they pay these guys off to do something stupid like that.
I mean, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. Because if he got it and scored a touchdown, then he looks like a hero.
But he wasn't going to get that.
Yeah. I was surprised they went for it, but I can understand why they did. I mean, if it was the Tennessee Titans that went for it, and they didn't give it to Derrick Henry, then that's a different story. Derrick Henry will probably get the touchdown.
Derrick Henry, like, ran right through that defense. I mean, nobody could stop him.
Yeah. And the Bills defense is supposed to run defense is supposed to be good, and he just tortured them.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great game. I thought it was a good back and forth game. I thought the Bills were going to put them away in the fourth, but Tennessee just didn't go away. Tennessee has their number right now.
I would agree.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really count like last season. That was iffy because you have no fans. You had to leave 3 nights. For COVID reasons, and then one of your so-called star cornerback gets embarrassed on national television.
Yeah. I mean, didn't the Bills beat them? I mean, didn't the Titans beat them 2 years ago too?
Yeah.
Or was it the Bills? I'm not gonna say they own them, but they have their number right now. And I thought the Bills. We're going to win this. I mean, we all had the Bills, so. Yesterday. Which didn't matter at the end, but. It's kind of funny how we all had the Bills yesterday. But. Well, what game do you want to talk about next? Let's see. Stevie? One clip.
Oh.
How about the Packers game?
Who are we talking about?
I thought this was a good effort by the Bears. Bears always play the Packers tough, as you all know, rivalry. But Aaron Rodgers took over that game in the fourth and willed them to victory, and that was great, that what he did. At the, I thought that was funny. I still own you. I mean, he's 22-6 against the Bears.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, throw a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct when he did that. You know what I mean?
Well, he's really not talking to no players. He's talking to fans who flipped him off and at their ankle.
Exactly. And it's Aaron Rodgers. So, as I said, they pick and choose teams and players. And Aaron Rodgers is at the top of the list where he's least likely going to ever get a sportsman like in combat. Same thing with Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They're never going to do that unless it's a stream. I thought it was a good, well-played game. Justin Fields played decent.
You want to know what team I'm worried about, though, right now? It's Kansas City. Kansas City's not looking like the Kansas City of everybody thought, a powerhouse no more. Patrick Mahomes was starting to look like more mortal now. He's no superhero.
Yeah.
The powers are off. And that Washington game, it proves it. I mean, Kansas City, they have no defense whatsoever. And they were so hot. And I wouldn't be surprised if they get knocked out the first round and Super Wild Card weekend.
I'm not saying this would ever happen, but what if Andy Reid decides to leave and we get rid of Nick? Is there a possibility of a reunion with Andy Reid?
No. I don't think so. No.
He ends his career in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay. I was just thinking about that for a couple days. This is a thought of Andy Reid reuniting and getting that Super Bowl filled up. Yeah.
Nick Sirianni is a one and done type of deal. he said
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And Andy Reid's not believing Patrick Mahomes no time soon. He has a juggernaut of an offense down in Kansas City. There's no way he'll come back to leave Kansas. Did that powerhouse of Kansas City to go back to the Eagles to rebuild that team again? Well, it's not like
What if we got Russell Wilson?
No, that's not happening.
Okay, I'm just throwing it out there.
You can throw
it's trying to get your
there.
Thoughts.
It's not realistic for the Eagles to get Russell Wilson.
All right, so let's put it this way. Right now, the Eagles hold three picks in the first round. Three picks in the first round. The third
two of them could be in top five.
The ninth and tenth.
Yeah. If the Dolphins continue to suck, and we continue to suck, it could be two top five picks. How insane is that?
The way the Eagles are looking for, I believe that the Eagles are going to hand the Lions their first win of the season. I'm just saying it out there right now.
You think they lose to the Raiders too? Well, I mean, we'll get to that. But
I'm just saying, I'm telling you, the way the Eagles play, I believe the Lions will get their first win in Philadelphia. It'll make me sick to my stomach. I tell you the truth, I would fire him right now. I would have fired him right after the Tampa Bay game.
You know that's not going to happen. He's here for a while. He's a guest guy.
He a filler. He a temporary person who was not really supposed to be. He was only supposed to be here because of Carson Wentz. You got rid of the dude that he was supposed to be. That wanted him here in the first place. Carson Wentz wanted Nick Sirianni here. Carson Wentz won the hell here. And then you get rid of Carson Wentz and you just leave us with Nick Sirianni, who doesn't know anything.
Yeah, that's true.
This vanilla offense or defense he's running, it's not meant for Jalen Hurts. This is meant for Carson Wentz. I think Joe Flacco looked better in the preseason than Jalen Hurts because this is a Joe. That's his type of quarterback. He needs to run their offense.
Yeah, I think. I think he'll be here another season or two. But what else?
I don't want him here.
Nobody wants him. I mean, Buffalo is lucky to get who they have. I mean, he's turned out to be a top coach. So, yeah. And Buffalo used to have bad coaches. Remember, Stevie? All the bad coaches you guys had?
Yeah. It took a long time until we found the right one. 17 years.
Yep, exactly.
So.
We couldn't even find the right one after we won the Super Bowl. We got rid of him after.
No,
we've become the Buffalo Bills.
I think Doug Peterson would have, like, this team would have been played different under Doug Peterson if he would have stayed here.
I don't get the fact
your defense would be bad, but the offense would be better. The only thing is, you need a defensive coordinator. And Gannon, I like Gannon's defensive coordinator. If we do get a head coach, I don't want nobody to be on offense. I want a defensive mind and head coach. I want Lovie Smith. That's who I want.
Where is he now? In Houston.
Nowhere. I don't know. But I want Lovie Smith.
He's with the Houston.
I don't want an offensive line. I don't want no more offensive minded coaches, no college coaches. I want a defensive minded coach to lead this team. Someone like Buddy Ryan.
We need an offensive. We haven't had an offensive minded coach. I mean, defensive minded coach since Buddy, or since what? Kotite? I don't know Kotite. That's defense. Moving on, what game do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about a game, Clintus, or Stevie? How about the Jazz game? I mean, I didn't get to watch it. Did either of you watch it?
Yeah, I saw that London. It was kind of boring, to tell you the truth. I mean, it's nice to see Jacksonville get their first win, but it wasn't like that. Oh, my God, I had to stop. It was an excuse not to watch any of the pre-game shows. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Go ahead, Stevie. Sorry.
I mean, I'm glad they got the victory, but they didn't play that great. That's just, you know.
The offense played worse in the second half.
The Dolphins probably played one of their worst games this week. But I'm glad the Jaguars got their first victory. I mean,
it could be their only victory. I mean, I don't know who's going to win more games. The Jags or Dolphins? I mean, I don't know how the Dolphins are so bad.
They go from 11-4 to 1-5. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be competing with the division with Buffalo. I thought they were going to be the threat that to Buffalo. Apparently not. Not Jets are not. I mean, Patriots are gonna be what they are. I mean, they're gonna finish second place. And Buffalo is gonna be what they are. What else? Bengals beat the Lions 34-11. Colts did what they were supposed to do against the Texans. Wins. Played all right. He had 2 touchdowns. Played all right. The Rams dominated against the Giants. The Chiefs, for a while, were hanging on for dear life against Washington, and then they put them away in the fourth. Oh, the Vikings and the Panthers. What were your guys' thoughts on that? Did you guys watch that one?
Yeah, I did catch some of that game. I thought Sam Darnold has been ordinary the past few weeks. Opening up the talk, they need a quarterback to build around. He's struggled the past few weeks, but I think Darnold can overcome that, though.
Yeah, I think Sam Darnold has been playing well. I think that last drive tie it was amazing. 98 yards. Fourth down calls, fourth down conversions that were amazing. I thought the Panthers deserved to win that game. And this is without Christian McCaffrey. Sam Darnold is doing what he is doing. He's a solid quarterback. I've been saying the Jets. He just played under a bad franchise. So sorry for Wilson. He's probably going to go through the same motion. Darnold is better than people thought he was with the Jets. And he's showing it this year. What do you think, Cliff?
I think yeah, but you got to realize, anybody, if you have a running back like Christian McCaffrey, it's kind of easy to call games because Christian McCaffrey is like a runner, versatile running back, and dual threats you can always have.
Yeah. That's true. How long is McCaffrey out?
He's on IR, so. Put him on the injury reserve.
You think he's going to be back this year?
I don't know. Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, those are the two injury-prone running backs I've seen in the last 2 years.
Yeah. And now you have two injuries with the Browns. Both their running backs are injured. Well, that game was disappointing. Arizona's showing that they are the best team in the NFL right now. By far. I don't know if any team can beat them right now. Maybe Green Bay Packers in 2 weeks. That's the only team I could see. Maybe the Cowboys at the end of the season. But right now, Kyle Murray is, I think, the leading candidate for MVP. I think he might He's showing his worth that number one pick. I think he's fantastic. I think Arizona's playing on both sides of the ball fantastic. They're well coached on both sides. Remember, they didn't have Kingsbury this past weekend. They still found a way to go into Cleveland and win against a good team. On the Browns, that's mainly with injuries. They have Baker, who's injured, who is he even going to play on Sunday? I mean, on Thursday? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Who knows?
They got the Broncos Thursday night.
Yeah. And then, speaking of the Broncos, the Raiders beat them. I thought the Raiders were impressive about John Gruden. Everybody counted them out. They went into Denver, a hostile environment against a rivalry team, and dominated that game from start to finish. I mean, Broncos. The problem with the Broncos is they can't score points. I think their issue is the quarterback again. I mean, Bridgewater's okay. Their defense is suspect sometimes. But yeah, I thought they were Broncos are not as good as we thought they were going to be. And the Raiders are probably the second or third best team in that division. Right now, could you say they're better than Kansas City? What do you guys think? As of right now.
You mean the Broncos game?
Which one?
The Broncos game, you mean?
Yeah.
What
do you think of the game?
They've lost three straight games and didn't look good for much of that loss to the Raiders. I think the Broncos coach could be on the hot seat this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, they keep switching quarterbacks every year. They can't find that quarterback. They haven't found that quarterback since John Elway, to be honest. I mean, Peyton Manning was at the end of his career, so he doesn't really count. He does, but he doesn't. They had some flashes here and there, but they haven't been good since John Elway. They had one Super Bowl run. That was because of defense. I mean, they had two Super Bowl runs. They got smashed by the Seahawks in one of them, but other than that, they haven't been same team, same franchise since Elway left. I mean, Elway made them even worse. Businesses. Do you think Kansas City, who's the better team, Kansas City or Vegas right now?
I'll go with Kansas City.
I think they're slightly better. I think Vegas
is Kansas City.
I think Vegas could be in the playoff hunt, but
I think Kansas City can rebound. You know what I mean? Get back to their championship form again.
I think they can get hot at the end of the season. With them,
yeah.
With them, you never know what could happen. They get hot at the right time. They can make a run. I think they're good enough and coached well enough that they get hot at the end, they can always make a run. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And right now they're struggling, but we've seen before that they got hot what the year they won the Super Bowl, and they won. So I'm not writing them off yet. I think they'll find their way into the playoffs. It's probably number two seed behind Buffalo, and we'll get a rematch of the AFC Championship game, possibly, maybe. I'm not going to say it will happen, but it's possible. What else? Is there any other games you want to talk about, guys? I mean, no. The Cowboys game, we briefly discussed it already. The Steelers game?
Nah, it wasn't.
Any thoughts on the Steelers game, Stevie? I thought it was a boring game until the end.
I think the Steelers made it interesting against the Seahawks, but found a way to win in overtime. They've won two straight, and things are, like, looking up for them, so.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be a blowout. I thought the Seahawks showed something in the second half in that game. They showed heart. I mean, I was impressed that they came out in the second half and did what they did. Let's go to who's your MVP of the week, guys? Mine is Derrick Henry. There's a lot to choose from, but mine is Derrick Henry just carried that team last night.
I don't have a player, but I will do say to say Pittsburgh's. No, I want to go Trayvon Smith, the corner for the Cowboys. I think he's going to win on Defensive Player of the Year right there. It's sick of me to say that, but yes, it's true.
My MVP has to be, I would say, Aaron Rodgers. That's
Aaron Rodgers?
MVP for this week. Yeah, I'll go Aaron Rodgers.
That's a good choice. Who's your team of the week? Mine is, I would say Arizona.
I would say my team of the week would be, I would say Arizona, for sure.
I'm going with Cincinnati. That's a real sleeper right there, Cincinnati.
They could win that division.
That's true.
Let's go. We're gonna pick our picks. Starting with the Broncos and Browns. This game is going to be interesting because we don't know who's going to play for the Browns besides, both running backs are out for a couple of weeks, so we know that. Baker is still questionable as of right now, right? So with that said, I'll take the Broncos. Browns are too banged up. They're a shell of themselves from last year. They have too many injuries.
My team of the week would probably be, I would say, Green Bay.
You said Arizona.
I mean, that's right. No. I did say Arizona. Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're doing our picks now.
Okay.
Yeah, Broncos or Browns?
I would have to say Broncos.
How about you, Clint?
I'm going with the Broncos.
Let's see. Washington and Green Bay. I'm going to say Green Bay, absolutely.
Oh, Green Bay is in a blowout, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, definitely.
They look like the team that go back to the NFC Championship this year, Green Bay.
Yeah. I think they can get this. Chiefs and Titans.
So yeah, I think Chiefs go under 500 again. I'm going with Titans.
I say the Chiefs.
You know,
I think it's going to be a letdown game for the Titans after beating the Bills. Just like the Bills, I guess people were saying that was their letdown game because they beat the Chiefs. Now the Chiefs are going to beat the Titans. The Bills beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs beat the Titans. The Titans beat the Bills. Neat. Very cool. How about you, Stevie?
I would say the Titans.
Falcons and Dolphins. I'm going to say the Dolphins just because they're at home. They're due.
Falcons.
I think Atlanta's got a pretty good team, so I'd probably go Atlanta.
Jets and Patriots.
I would say Patriots.
Are you clear?
Yeah, Patriots for me.
Panthers and Giants. Panthers.
I would say Carolina.
And Carolina.
Yep. Bengals and Ravens.
I would have to go the Ravens.
I'm gonna say the Bengals.
I want to go with Baltimore.
I think the Bengals will win there in a surprise. Huh?
I'm going with Baltimore. Only because they're at home. That's it.
I'll say the Bengals just to be different. Say the Bengals. I think they surprise them. Lions and Rams. Rams all day. Not even funny. Matthew Stafford's going to destroy his old team. And they're going to clobber Jared Goff coming back.
Yeah, that's not going to be a pretty game to watch.
No.
No, it's not. You have the Rams too, SCB?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to go to the Rams. The Rams are on a hot streak.
Yep. Same. Texans and Cardinals. There's a lot of potential blowouts this game.
I would say Cardinals.
Bears and Buccaneers. You got Cardinals too, Lana?
Yeah.
Bears and Buccaneers.
I would say Buccaneers. I like Buccaneers because I don't think the Bears have a chance, though.
Hey, the Bears beat them last year. Put the respect on Chicago's name, okay? Put some respect on Chicago's name. They did beat them last year.
They did.
Yeah, you got a
point. 49ers.
I would have.
Carson would go into San Francisco again and beat them.
Yes, he will.
Carson did last year. No, I say the 49ers. Because they're at home. Only because they're at home. And the 49ers need a win. They need a win to stay in the division race. Somewhat. You guys going 49ers too, or?
I'm going San Francisco.
I'm going with the Colts.
Oh, okay. I like it. I like it. Saints and Seahawks. The home team is 6-0 this year on Monday Night Football so far. I'm going with the Saints and streak ends next week.
Oh yeah. Saints will definitely win.
I would say the same.
Stevie?
I'd go New Orleans.
Yeah, we agree on a lot of picks this week, which is going to be interesting. See if the others are going to agree. And the final one, Eagles and Raiders. Oh, the Bills are off this week? Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got their bye week.
Eagles and Bills. I mean, Eagles and Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders.
Well, I'd probably go Raiders.
Yeah, so would I
think this week is going to be a lot of picks are going to be maybe close to unanimous. This is going to be an interesting week. There's going to be a lot of people with the same record. But there's not many toss-up games besides maybe Chiefs and Titans, Falcons and Dolphins, Ravens and Bengals, all the rest, and Colts and 49ers, and Seahawks and Saints. Those are probably the only toss-up games. And maybe the Broncos and Browns. I see a lot of blowouts again this week. Thank you guys for coming on as usual. Enjoy the week. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye, Stevie.
Bye.